All right, I'm probably going to get in a little trouble about this conversation, but this is something that's near and dear to my heart, and I want to try and position this the right way because I don't want to pick on anybody in particular. But I received a Facebook, what is that called, Lindsay? A message? Something? What are you? Just so you all know, I have a Facebook page and I have a Twitter account, right? Facebook.com, Lou Manfredini. Twitter, what is it? At Lou Manfredini. Are you talking to me on the air?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Here we go.
98% of the time when you see something posted there, it's that woman that you voice.
Well,
heard.
I concoct it all,
and I'll say, look, I want to do this, and then Lindsay will organize it all. I mean, if you made me post it, I have done a couple Twitter posts, and then I always think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And I do read the Facebook stuff. I'll go on and read it and stuff, and then I'll talk to Lindsay. What do you think about this? So I received this. I'm going to read this as it was posted. It came from a woman. Said, "Help. I'm going to redact some of the bad words that are in it so that we don't share it. Our school board in Ottawa, Illinois, has opted to do away with our much needed, highly valued OHS building trades. This portion of the curriculum taught our young men and women the basics of the trades. They built houses, they built sets for the plays, they repaired local historic sites, and showed many teens the value of hard work. Tonight, the board voted all but one to eliminate the program. This is against what the people want and against what those in attendance were pushing for their children. All while doing this, they voted themselves a 5% wage increase. Please help this little town 90 miles south of Chicago. They just don't seem to understand what blue-collar community is anymore." And then there were a bunch of comments from different people, you know, who can post stuff on Facebook and said, you know, "This is one of the only reasons why I went to school. Welding, auto mechanics, building trades, and wood shops. I don't know how it is not important to our youths where they have choices. It just doesn't make any sense to me." Then somebody else said, I agree, bad move. This was really a dumb move on their part. It was a good program, and I liked everything else. Ottawa gets something good for the community and what they do. Wake up, people. Our school, well, you know, some of the stuff, this stuff is not very nice. So the one thing I was going to say, when you kind of do all this kind of stuff, make sure when you're posting stuff, it's not directed mean-spirited. You should probably do stuff that is in a positive. My son was looking forward to this class. His father and brothers took it. This is a huge disappointment. The members of the school board need to remember this is when it's time to support what they need in a small town. I hope this is reconsidered. Okay, so I read all this, and my connection to this is, you know, I'm someone that at the core of what I think I am, I still think of myself as a carpenter because that's what I started at. And I went, you know, through an apprentice program, and, you know, I started in the building trades as a welder, and, you know, quite frankly, thought that this was what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I was going to be in the trades. It's a fabulous way to have a career. It's a wonderful thing to do, but we need to train our students to do this. So this one school system in Ottawa is not alone. This is not a conversation particularly about them. But when I started to talk to Lindsay, I said, who should we talk to? Who should we talk to? Not them. I'm going to talk to Dave Keeley. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I've got to start off here with a little bit of full disclosure for you. I attended the Muppet movie last night with my mom and my son and my niece. And my mom was very excited that I was going to be on the show this morning, and I actually have never heard your show before, sir.
Okay.
But she was excited. My brother-in-law watches the show. He's a project manager at Vistarine Construction down here.
Okay.
And I heard you talking about the caulk job earlier this morning, and I actually just did that recently on my own home. It's a house built in the 1800s, and I'm thinking you got a new fan here on board because that's exactly what I had to do, change the grout out to some caulk.
We'll see what happens after this conversation. Dave, tell me what it is you do out in Ottawa.
I've been the building trades instructor at Ottawa High School since 2008.
Okay. Tell me about this program that this is at the high school level, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell me about the program, how long it's been in existence, and what it is you guys do there.
It's been in existence since around 1972, so a little over 40 years. And basically, it started out where they would build spec homes and then take the money that they earned from the spec homes and roll that back into the course and get another spec home going. So that was going on for a while, and I actually built the last spec home up on our south side here in 2008-2009 school year. And then the school informed me, of course, the house market was crashing at that time as far as new sales go. And they informed me that we're not going to give you any money to build any more spec homes. So I proceeded to take the next 5 years and kind of find projects around the city, find projects through the community. We've built two Habitat for Humanity houses with just our trades kids.
Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop you now. This program, you're building these spec homes, but you are taking your students that are in this class,
right?
And you, along, I would imagine, with other probably professionals in the trades, are going into these, you know, whether it's building a house or doing a Habitat home. You're teaching them how to do this. So, look, this is how you do the carpentry. This is how you do the electrical. This is how you finish the drywall. This is how you install a floor.
Exactly. That's exactly it, Lou.
And about, tell me how big of a high school it is and about how many kids take this course.
We've got about 1,400 students, and this year 100 students come through my classroom every day. I have double periods, so there's about 12 to 16 kids in each class. And they're counted each hour as far as, you know, that kind of rolls into the numbers there. So I have double periods.
Okay. Now, hasn't there been a trend, though, in the past 10 years where schools have kind of brought industrial arts back?
Yes, that's what I was feeling. That's kind of why I took the job in the first place. I'm a graduate of architecture from University of Illinois and went out and worked in an architecture firm. And then I started working with my hands and realized, you know, the things I can think up in my head, I can build, so now I need to learn how to build these things. So I've been in construction for the last 20 years, and I've got a nice combination of education, and I got a lot of that from Ottawa High School because they had these courses there. I didn't actually take the building trades class when I was there, but I did take drafting, and I took art,
right,
and other things that led me into this career.
I read this, you know, post that came through on my Facebook page, and I mentioned earlier that my dear friend Mike Jakubowski is one of the industrial arts teachers out at Hampshire High School. And, you know, he, like you, came from, you know, he owned a construction company. And so he was a carpenter by trade, a fine carpenter, and, you know, decided that he went through kind of a career change, went back to school, got his master's, and has been teaching this course out there as well to all of his students. And, you know, they do a lot with training them on CNC routers and, you know, kind of preparing kids that want to go into a lot of job opportunities that aren't necessarily required to go to a four-year college.
Exactly, and that's a lot of the things that if you've been paying attention to Mike Rowe Works, the stuff that he's talking about, the disconnect there and how we need to get more skilled tradesmen out there, the jobs are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as far as our course goes in Ottawa High School, the tradespeople and the union leaders and the councils there that I've spoken to, they don't even want us to specifically train someone to do something. They want us to prepare these kids to go into these unions and into these different workforces and be trainable. They want them to be prepared to be trainable. So they're more concerned with, does this student want to even go into this area of expertise? Can the student be trained? Can the student, you know, be working on a job site safely? Things like that. So the basics is what these trades are telling me that they want these kids to come out of here
right,
with.
Right, right. Now, I'm reading some article that got sent to me as well that came was posted on Friday. But so there was some hearing, and it sounds like there was some, you know, mini protest or something, right, with a bunch of students and people who were trying to urge the school district not to cancel this program. But ultimately, it ended up being canceled. Are you finishing this year with this program?
Yeah, the vote was Monday night. They voted to discontinue the course next year, and then that next Tuesday morning, about 300 students protested, and then they're continuing the protest right now, and they're bringing some awareness to it. And I think it's at a point right now where our community needs to get involved as adults and help and go to the board again, maybe set up some way that they can ask the board and show that there's a lot of people out here in the trades that know the value of this course. I've talked to so many people that have taken the course from myself and from other instructors before me, and they've come back and they've had so many stories. And like you're saying, the posts are positive in nature across the board as far as that type of input. But as of now, the course will not be continued next year.
I had Lindsay do a little research for me because I just wanted to kind of gauge it into. You know, the thing is, we're in this society now. We're in this mode where we are is that everybody looks at the numbers, just the numbers. And so I'm sure that Ottawa is, you know, the school district there is strapped for cash. And I'm like many school districts are. And all we have is people looking at numbers. But ultimately what we have to look at is the overall goal. What is the eye on the prize? So I had Lindsay do a little research. And this is just me and Lindsay doing this kind of quick on the fly before the show. So in the state of Illinois, in our public schools, there are about 2.1 million students, okay? The graduation rate in the state of Illinois, I was really surprised to see this, 81% of the kids that go to high school in the state of Illinois graduate, and 57% of those students in Illinois go on to attend some level of college. Now, I thought that was a pretty nice high number. But then I also did a little research. And do you know what in the United States, the average percentage of U.S. citizens have a four-year college degree?
25%.
Yeah, it's 30%. It's around 30%. What are we doing as educators, as a society, okay? There are a lot of smart people out there that don't go to college, okay? College is not for everyone. And there's a lot of people that go to college that are swinging a hammer or are, you know, plumbing a house or are working and, you know, doing that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter whatever you want to do, but we need to give our kids the opportunity, and in particular at a young age. Look, I've got four young children, one in college, one heading off to college, you know, one in high school and one in grade school. And, you know, the one in college is still trying to figure out what they're going to do. You know, you don't have to figure out what you're going to do when you're 20 years old. But it's good to have some direction to know that there's a lot of different options out there. I grew up in the trades. Some of the finest people I know are carpenters, electricians, are plumbers, are architects. Well, not architects. You know, they're kind of a pain in the neck. No, I'm kidding, Dave. Designers, all these people that go in there that are wired a little differently, that are able to, you know, to be able to build things and put things together, you have to be able to be someone that can visualize things. It isn't like, it's a much different kind of mindset than if you're someone that's going to be trained as an accountant or as an attorney or whatever. We need in our education society to keep our eye on how we're going to do this. I understand that people are strapped for cash, but figure it out. Don't let the numbers guide what's best for our children. And whether it's the school district in Ottawa or whether it's all the other school districts that these administrators are kind of, you know, saying, man, you know, we got to make a cut somewhere. We got to make a cut somewhere. Don't cut this. You're selling our kids short. And I'm telling you, we're going to be a better society if we can train these kids and show them the opportunities that are out there, because it's on the backs of those highly trained people that this country was built. And then we need to keep encouraging that and fostering that. I know you agree with that.
I think you basically just summarized my statement to the board, and I appreciate it.
All right. Well, again, I don't want this in any way to be some sort of indictment on this particular board, because I know that a lot of schools are struggling with this. This is what came across my desk, and I saw that. So, you know, I'm just one guy. And but I believe wholeheartedly in this. And you know what? I got to tell you something. I don't say this often, but I know I'm right about this. We have to give our kids these options. And we as a society have to take that 70% and show them that there are opportunities. I want everybody to go to college. I want everybody to get as educated as they possibly can. But not everybody's going to go. So what are we going to do as educators and as a society to help these folks? We got to give them options. I was a kid and a student of that, and there are many kids that are my age now that benefited from that. Don't sell these kids short. Figure out a way to keep these programs, because it's good for our country, it's good for our state, and it's good for these kids.
If you might, Lou, just let me finish up here with the statement I made to the board, which includes I've been telling every student at Ottawa High School to go read your mission statement and make sure that your parents and your family believe the mission statement, and that make sure that your school is doing what the mission statement is putting out there. The last line of the mission statement is this: Ottawa High School has a responsibility to demonstrate that many fields of knowledge are interrelated and that each area can contribute significantly to students' intellectual growth.
Dave Kelly, he is at Ottawa High School.
Keeley.
Keeley, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right. Keeley, Kelly. It's both Irish, right?
I've heard it a million times. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us today and talking about this. I will say this, though. You know, some of the comments that I'm seeing that people are posting, don't be mean-spirited in your comments when you post that stuff. You know, social media can run amok when there's nobody watching and you're posting stuff. If you're trying to make positive changes and trying to get people to listen, you know, remember that these elected officials, all of them, whether it's a school board, whether it's the mayor, whether it's the senators, they all work for us. And so they are supposed to administer the will of the people. So if you all come together intelligently and respectfully and propose what it is you're trying to do, that's how you get things done. If you're sitting there, it's really easy to be mean. It's real easy to say bad words. It's harder to kill people with kindness. But when you kill people with kindness, you get your way. David, good luck to you. I hope things all work out for you. And again, I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, Lou. You got a new fan of the show, bud.
You take care.